I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 8:49. This is WHYY. The family of a Wilmington, Delaware high school student who died after being attacked in the school bathroom nearly 2 years ago is suing two girls who attacked her and the school district. The suit filed this week accuses the Newcastle Vocational School District of, quote, gross and wanton negligence, end quote. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Chris Barish tells us more.
Amy Joyner Francis was 16 when her life ended on a bathroom floor at Howard High School of Technology. She died of cardiac arrest from an undiagnosed heart condition after being punched and kicked by two classmates over a perceived slight on social media. One attacker was found guilty of criminally negligent homicide, but the Supreme Court reversed that conviction in February. Both girls also were convicted of third-degree conspiracy. The lawsuit points out that state law forbids cameras in school restrooms, so students take advantage of this, quote, safe haven. A school employee had warned the district the day before the fatal attack that trouble was brewing, but plaintiff's lawyer Roger Landon says no action was taken.
The handwriting was on the wall that there was a problem between these girls the day before, and the district completely missed the signals that were there to be seen. We know there is a resource officer assigned to the school who's a uniformed armed officer who was nowhere to be found during this whole episode. There were all sorts of indications that something was going to happen, and these administrators and employees of the district just simply completely blew it.
The lawsuit says the district has, quote, thus far avoided and failed to acknowledge any responsibility, but should pay compensatory and punitive damages. Contacted Tuesday, a district spokeswoman had no comment. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.